بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are still discussing the instances where Allah Ta'ala, Tabaraka Ta'ala, brought the dead back to life in this world. And in various instances in the Quran Sharif itself, which is the absolute word and which is the 100% truth. There are so many instances where Allah has explained that Allah brought the dead back to life in this world already. This Allah does now and then as khawarij, completely different from the natural system. And Allah shows His qudrat thereby. Only an atheist and a non-believer can deny this. Any person with iman accepts it wholeheartedly. And things which cannot be understood and accepted by the brain, with iman and yaqeen, a person believes in it and accepts it wholeheartedly, and that is what is called a believer, a mu'min, a person who has got yaqeen. And on the words of Allah Ta'ala, he has got full yaqeen. Then the birds that Ibrahim a.s. was ordered to slaughter first, to make them as his pets, so train them so well that whenever he calls them, they will come to him. These birds, the names of them are not in any sahih hadith. But Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned that it was the moor, the peacock, and the dove, and the crow, kawwa, and the rooster. These four birds, they were that which Allah Ta'ala had ordered Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to slaughter them, mix their meat, bones, everything, grind it fine, and then after having trained them first, and then put them on four separate mountains, and then ask them to come to him. And they came immediately to him, back with life again. And that was the dua that was accepted of Ibrahim alayhi salam when he said, Rabbi arini kaifa tuhyi al-mauta. Oh Allah, show me, how will you bring the dead back to life? I have full iman, I know. But I would like to see it, how you will actually do it. So Allah Ta'ala showed him. And it is also mentioned that it is not far-fetched that Allah ordered him to slaughter four birds and put them on four mountains. Because the four elements by which men are made are also four. That is water, air, fire, and sand. Those are the basic elements of which man is also made. And therefore Allah chose four birds and told them to put them on the four mountains. This is a fact and a reality which all the Mufassirin have explained in this way. However, one Mufassir, one Alim, Abu Muslim Isfahani, he says that this was not in reality, it is just a tamthil, a simile, that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was to train these four birds and make them so used to him that when he calls them, they come to him, thereby meaning making the people so used to him. And when he calls them to Islam, they accept Islam. And he says there was no slaughtering of the birds, no putting them on the mountains, and they did not come back to life and come to him. The ulama, the whole mainstream of the ulama say, if that is the case, then this miracle of Ibrahim alayhi salam stays with no miracle. That he wanted to see how the dead comes back to life. In that case, no dead came back to life. And there was no object of it at all. And the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala was not shown in that case. So in this way we find we have to be very careful. It can be great ulama also. They also make mistakes. And a person, and when they slip, many people slip with them also. And thus the Allama Alusi has written in detail about him that this person, Abu Muslim Isfahani, though he was in his right a great alim, but his views are totally rejected. They are not accepted and they are totally against the Quran Sharif. And therefore, every alim must be very careful that he doesn't make such statements, and that he doesn't go out of the mainstream of the ulama of Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah. What their way of thinking and what they have taken from Quran and Hadith, from the Sahaba, and what they have come with, that is the only correct way. A person, whether it is even of Mi'raj, how many good ulama also, na'uzu billah, deny Mi'raj. Because in a Mi'raj also, a person can never comprehend with his brain and with his mind. It is only with Iman that a person can accept Mi'raj also. So all the teachings of this, right at the beginning of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, وَبِالْ آخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوْقِنُونَ. Those people who have got Iqan, we have got yaqeen on the akhirat. We don't see the life of the qabr. We don't see jannat, jahannam. Dunya we are seeing. But more than what we believe in dunya, we believe in the akhirat, in the life of the qabr, in the life of jannat and jahannam. That is a mu'min. So this is very important that we don't make these mistakes and don't follow the wrong people who are teaching us the wrong things. Many places in the Quran Sharif Allah has mentioned the arguments that will take place in the Akhirat on the day of Qiyamah in Jahannam between those ulama leaders who followed the people wrongly. The followers will accuse them, they will again accuse them, and their fights will carry on, but they will be all in azab all the time. So we have to be very careful to see, make dua to Allah that He guides us to the correct ulama who teach us to preparing for akhirat, for the qabr, not ulama who teach us about this dunya things, and about soccer, and about all LGBT, and that is not our deen at all. Follow those ulama who teach us about Quran, Hadith, about preparing for akhirat. Yeah, in this ayat at the end, Allah Ta'ala said, وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. اور جان لے کہ بے شک اللہ زبردست ہے حکمت والا. And O Ibrahim, when you see this, the qudrat of Allah, that those birds come again fully alive, and by you calling them, they come to you, like that I will make man alive on the day of Qiyamah. From his four basic elements of which he was made, I will order him and immediately he will come alive and his whole body will be again formed and they will come to me. And from that you will understand that I am Al-Aziz, the most powerful. That my power is over everything. I am Al-Hakim, the most wise. My wisdom envelopes everything. From here, ulama have written, here where Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, Rabbi arini kaifa tuhyil mauta. Oh Allah, show me how will you bring the dead back to life. Allah, in His full, absolute knowledge, knew a time when I would come, when I will tell Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Abdi arini kaifa tumitul ahya. That, oh Ibrahim, show me how you will give death to the living. That is, when you will have to slaughter his son and you will take his life. Show me how will you do that. Your lakhte jigar, your love, your heart, your who you love so much, and how are you going to slaughter him? A time will come when I will ask you, my banda, show me how will you slaughter your son. And Ibrahim alayhi salam had that full yaqeen and trust on Allah that he sharpened the knife, put his full might on it and slaughtered his son, but the knife will not cut. And the son did not get cut by the command of Allah Ta'ala. So all these great lessons are there for us to learn, not just a matter of believing in the Quran, not just a matter of reading it, but to take these lessons and more than that, to bring it in our lives. Our Iman and Yaqeen becomes like the Quran Sharif. Our Amal, our Akhlaq becomes like the Quran Sharif. And more than that, that it must be accepted by Allah Ta'ala and it must be preserved for us till we reach Allah Ta'ala and be with us forever in Jannah. May Allah give us the proper understanding. May He shower us with His special favor and not deprive us and not let us get deviated in any way. Temptations are very much fitness from all sides, from outside, from inside, from the public, from the ulama. All types of fitness are there. Allah protect us.